Live. 1-855-450-3733. You're listening to the live Friday night edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
Well, hey, Mark, and it's Ian and Allie, and everybody's here.
I was beginning to wonder if you were going to talk.
Well, we just had barely started the show, and normally we wait 10 seconds before we get into talking.
What was all that music going on?
It hadn't been going on that long.
Yeah, okay. That was not my experience.
You came in at like 12 seconds.
All right.
Oh, I see what you're doing, Mark. You are listening on the GCN feed, and they apparently start playing music early.
Gotcha.
You weren't going by the clock.
Okay. Well, I don't have the clock.
I'm glad you're concerned. Thank you for that.
Yes. My hair white here, waiting on you to talk.
The usual crew is here, 855-450-FREE. You can bring up absolutely anything that you want, and we're here, 855-450-FREE. Take control of the airwaves. Tonight, much to discuss, of course, and we're going to start out with what we mentioned that we had last night, and we never got to. Mark, you mentioned something about high school kids and dumbing down. Where is this from?
This is from the end of the American Dream.com.
Sounds biased.
It does. It has that sound to it. But, you know, it's a pretty well-researched article. I'm certain that there's research to be had on the other side, but I think that there's some interesting sort of facts on it.
Okay.
I looked through their links and things like that, and they've got good info in it. And I don't like a biased sounding name of a news organization either. But, you know, a lot of times major news companies aren't going to do this kind of research and these kind of stories. This is an article from, as I said, IntoTheAmericanDream.com. Dumb as a rock, you'll be absolutely amazed at the things that U.S. high school students do not know. And this is a bunch of different articles sort of stuck together. Somebody sort of wrote an overview of them. We're raising the stupidest generation in American history. The statistics that you're about to read below are incredibly shocking. They indicate that U.S. high school students are basically as dumb as a rock.
Hmm.
As you read the rest of the article, and I think that this is all about percentages, right? Not they're talking about the median student diminishing over time, not the smart kids or whatever. And I don't know what.
Because Allie just got out of high school not too long ago.
Public, private.
I was in public school.
And it doesn't, and by the way, what indication would you have about whether or not, you're smart among your peers, is it doesn't really tell you how you would be compared to 30, 40, 50 years ago. It's hard to say, right?
Well, it also depends on what information you're judging. If it's about math or something, for some reason in my mind, if someone's good at math and understands these things, since they're so consistent and you can't really make up stuff about math, like the teacher can't just make up a bunch of stuff, they can make it confusing, but if someone's good at math, then to me, I value that over someone being good at history or one of these other subjects where it's like, well, you know what to write on the test.
History is a big is one of the things they really harp on in this, is that students in America really don't know much about history. But
I hated history when I was going to high school, so that makes sense.
It was
about the way it was taught, at least in my case.
Right, and I think that this is what it comes down to all along. And
if history's being taught
poorly.
Well, right, exactly. I mean, we've certainly pointed out that kids that are not interested in whatever the curriculum is, for whatever reason they're making it boring or uninteresting, then, yeah, they're going to end up not as well educated. They're not going to pay attention. For me, and I don't know what your experience was in history class, but for me, and I really like history today. I think it's more interesting now that I'm interested in it on my own. But at that time, it was a woman at the front of the class who every single time would, or at least the only history class that's memorable, would basically turn off all the lights, turn on the overhead projector, and put up the overheads, the transparencies,
and had you
over
write them.
And over,
yeah.
And just
copy
read and copy.
Read and copy.
Read and copy.
And copy.
As though that's somehow interesting or entertaining.
It might very well be the right way for some kids to learn.
Really?
But
really?
I don't know. I could not say.
I always wondered, like, why don't just Xerox this stuff and give it to it? This is just busy work. I mean, it's just straight up busy.
There's a lot of clerical work that goes on in American schools, and I've heard one explanation that I think is really stunningly, perhaps prescient. It speaks to me, is that 30 or 40 years ago, the as many jobs weren't open to women as they are today. So some of the smartest and brightest women in America would go into teaching. And therefore, you had, because of the cultural bias, you would have these higher grade teachers making essentially less money and that sort of thing. So,
well, you also had the federal government getting involved 50-some years ago, 60 years ago.
So, for example, according to a survey conducted by the National Geographic Society, only 37% of Americans between the ages of 18 and 24, these are high school graduates, your demographic, Allie, could find Iraq on a map of the world.
I could not, I don't think.
Now?
I don't know.
What?
Maybe I kind of know what it looks like. I don't know.
I can't. Allie?
I'm going to say I could probably do it.
Probably could. I mean, I don't know. I'm not confident about that.
All right.
I've seen it enough times, like, but I don't know if I've seen it in context of where else it is. Like, I know it's in the Middle East, and it's bigger, I think, than a lot of Middle East places. Is that right?
Yeah, it's bigger than a lot of Middle East places, yeah.
So I'd probably be able to find it.
If they had the lines on the map.
If the lines were on it, I could probably figure it out.
Some of the geography tests online will have you take the shape of a country and put it in a map that has no lines on it, and you're just supposed to stick it in there. And that can be very difficult, especially with countries like Switzerland, which are essentially defined by the lines of other countries. They have no coastal regions. They're defined by some rivers and stuff like that, but and mountains and things. But, so, I mean, they can be very difficult to stick in there. And Iraq has a small portion of the Straits of Hormuz, the Gulf of Persian Gulf, Straits of Hormuz that we've been talking, that's been in the news recently. And so, you know, I mean, yeah, I can get why those straight lines drawn in the desert might be somewhat confusing for you. But, you know, I don't know how this test was conducted, but, you know, that was the number. How about this one? 50% of the same age group, 18 to 24. Are you looking it up?
I'm looking at a map
Did
of the Middle East. I'm pointing at one of the things in the
Dear
Middle East.
God.
Am I wrong?
Am I on a radio program with a man who doesn't know where Iraq
okay,
is?
Okay, let me make a point about this, because I've been thinking, and I'm like, okay, so I know I took American history, I took European history, I know I had to know where the states were and where the countries were in Europe, but I don't remember learning anything about the Middle East. At all.
Can you take this stick, stand up, walk over to that computer, and point it around?
I know that where I pointed to the big one of the big ones that was like big, and I don't know what I remember that when I was in school, the first Iraq thing happened. So she just pointed at one mark. Is she correct?
Yeah, like the little girl that just got out of high school knows where Iraq is, and you don't.
They did the invasion when I was in middle school. So you'd think, like, they would have taught me that, but what's it matter anyway where it is?
I guess those
does
are
it mean my opinion is invalid, that, you know, the military shouldn't be there?
I am stunned.
No, it doesn't.
I am stunned that people get out of high school and don't know where Iraq is. I mean, this is an important country that we have a great deal of foreign policy going on in, and people don't know. I mean,
I know where Andorra is. I learned that from Carmen Sandiego.
You mean on the border? What is it? The border of France and Spain? Yeah. There's a couple of those little city states in there,
right.
Liechtenstein and that kind of thing.
A lot of people who are into history know more about geography, I think, because when you're studying wars, you know, you'll hear the history buffs talking about, oh, when they came up through Germany and they went through the Strait, and I have no idea what they're talking about. And they obviously have a map in their mind because to them it's relevant to the story, but because I don't really understand the story in the first place, to me the map makes no difference. Just some government tried to take over another government. I get it.
I was close. I got the one that was next door to it.
Yeah. You thought Saudi Arabia was Iraq.
Wait, I thought Saudi Arabia was it's Kuwait. That's the small one.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
That's good.
Got it.
So 50% of Americans, here's one you can get, Ian. 50% of Americans 18 to 24 can't even find the state of New York on a map.
I could find that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've been through there.
Could you when you lived in Florida?
Yeah, for sure, sure. But I probably would bomb out on, like, some of the breadbasket ones. Like, if I were to not see the names again and try to find...
Some of those rectangles can be tough, I'll admit. 13% of high school seniors who took the 2010 National Assessment of Educational Progress, called the Nation's Report Card, showed solid academic performance in American history. You would not have been one of those.
No, I'm pretty good now at the U.S. states. Like, I could probably get 100%, I think.
Yeah.
855-453.
Wyoming and Colorado, they'll get you.
I never liked geography when I was in school either. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing.
No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
Hi, Mike Pence with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history that is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site there, so enjoy those on us. The features include our mobile site. For those of you with a smartphone, you can go to m.freetalklive.com, and you can access our live streams there, as well as the podcast, all free, of course, m as in mobile.freetalklive.com.
You know, if you need to brush up on your history or your geography, you can get lots of books on the subject from audiblepodcast.com/FTL. If you're like me, you just don't have time to get through sitting down, reading a book anymore. I found that audiobooks are a great way to get through things that I've needed to. I need to know the information. I need to have the information in the book. I just don't have the time for it. Audiobooks make it a lot easier. Audible has, you know, books in all the different categories that you can imagine. More than 10,000, well, tens of thousands of titles. Go get a free download. Free. Go get your history or geography book now for free. audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Ian, you should take him up on this.
No, offer. I'm still not interested in geography.
audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
Seems so irrelevant to me. 855-453.
Well, I think it's relevant that...
Here's an app. Play some names on it,
people
kids.
That are voting to, you know, for people that will send us to war, you know...
I don't want to go to war anywhere,
Understood. I don't mind nimrods that want to vote for peace, but the voting public that wants war doesn't mind nimrods that'll vote for war. So I think that these are valid critiques. So anyway, excuse me, I have a computer issue going on here. Let me go through some more of the things going on in this article here. So apparently, only 43% of all before I give this number. I think a lot of people don't know what their friends and neighbors don't know. Here I've been sitting across a microphone from you for going on 10 years now, and I'm stunned, flabbergasted, and gobstopped that you don't know where Iraq is on a map.
Let's go first before you get to that whatever statistic it's going to be. Let's talk to Creighton. Creighton, listening in Louisville. You're on Free Talk Live.
How are you guys today?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Flabbergasted.
I want to talk about that flabbergast right now. You know, I teach my wife teaches my children homeschool. And this brings up a very interesting question. Outside of your immediate region or in the context of history, what value does geography have? If the skill that you're learning, being tested on, is the ability to place a country on a map, as an adult, what value does that have if I can just buy the map?
Well, I get where you're coming from. You know, what knowledge do you need to have, period, if you know where to get the knowledge?
Well, it makes you more worldly, I guess. Right.
It makes you more convincing. If Ian and I are standing up in front of different classrooms trying to teach people things, and that's essentially what we do every night, we are moral teachers to some extent, one of us doesn't know where Iraq is and the other one does, one of us is going to be more convincing than the other.
I knew there was a reason I kept you around.
I tell him all the time. And he looks at me like I'm my hair's on fire. I'm the thing that saves his little radio show here.
Well, that may be so in your particular case, but my point is that when you're trying to teach children about things that may be important to them as an adult, which is ultimately the goal of education, is preparing them for adulthood.
Sure.
Everyone grows up and has gaps in their education. There's
absolutely.
Even today. When I'm looking through my children's educational materials, I learn new things every day.
I bet you do.
Everyone has gaps, both not just in geography. If we looked hard enough, we'd find some place, some country in this world that you could not point to.
Oh, absolutely. We were just during the break going through some islands and sort of the Pacific Rim islands, and Ian asked me to name a nation group there, and I called the Samoan islands. I just guessed Midway. I didn't know.
I think that's part of the value of having kids, too, is because, especially like you said, if you're homeschooling them, then you get to sort of revisit some of these things, fundamentals that you learned when you were a child, and then you've kind of forgotten about them, and so now you're going back and relearning them and applying them to now.
Yeah, but it still brings up, it doesn't answer the question that I'm posing. It's a quandary. As a parent, it homeschools our own children, we have to make the curriculum or buy it and adjust it as it may be. And we know going into it that we do not have enough time to teach them everything that they may need to know. We primarily have to teach them how to learn how to find the information they need to know.
Absolutely.
So when if they go to Iraq, if they're planning to go to Iraq, they know how to go to the library and find the map.
Yep.
Not so that they can pick it out on an unlined map or give them...
Right, it's the difference between rote memorization and, as you're saying, knowing how to find the information.
And I'll admit, I like this stuff. I mean, I like geography. I like being able to point at countries and tell people their capitals, because I know they don't know their capitals. I mean, I know they don't know it. So then I get to be the smart guy, no doubt. I mean, it would not be unusual for know-it-alls to be attracted to radio, right?
But at the same time, if you learn as you go, like if you're covering a topic or you just heard some like news about a certain place in the world and you didn't know where that was, then it would probably be best to look it up as you learn about it. Because if you just start memorizing different geographical lines and what their names are and you know nothing about that place, then I don't know how you retain that knowledge or you apply it to anything, because all you do is you're starting to name places on that everyone else calls certain places in the world, and it doesn't really help you, like you're saying.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm talking about. You have to, as an educator, one has to decide how one spends one's time. Even the professionals have to make these kinds of decisions.
Sure.
And the problem with the modern public school system is they don't. They consistently, they're all educated in very fine areas, and they all favor those areas because it's in their own interest to favor those areas in whatever school system that they exist in. It's self-defining. They improve their own future business prospects by encouraging that particular subject matter.
Right, and many of them are teaching to a test, for instance, these days, where maybe the teacher would rather have a different curriculum, but they're locked into, you know, having to pass this federal exam in order to get more funding or whatever, so they don't fail the funding test, and so they're really even more controlled centrally than ever before.
And for that reason, I don't put a lot of faith in that article that you're reading, because it's based off statistics that are measuring against that public school definition of what is
50%
good information
of students
to know.
Can't put New York State on a map.
And these are high school? Is it seniors? It's, or are they
18 to 24-year-olds.
18 to 24. Okay, so we're talking about college
now. How many 18 to 24-year-olds live anywhere near New York?
What? I mean, you don't find that a stunning dearth of information?
I would find it problematic if they lived in Syracuse.
I get it, right? Like, I understand, but I mean, I just...
Brighton, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate
Gobstop.
It. 855-453. We'll get to some more of this info here in a moment. And this is a recent study, Mark. This is pretty recent.
All right. Well, they're different, differently recent, but yes.
Got it.
It's different studies.
855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can share your experience in school or out of it. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Free Talk Live.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has 0 toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, 2 for $16.95. Hand-cranked LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Long Range Patrol Ration Entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-453. SACL CAI toll-free line 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there, and we give them to you. Now, if you like Free Talk Live and you would like to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by promoting us with everything from flyers to web graphics, free bumper sticker over at promote.freetalklive.com. Get the details there. Promote.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we all have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. I'm on it.
Good stuff. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number. We're talking about high school, not just high school, college-age youngsters. That's not the right
people.
Word. People. College-age people. Individuals. Who are apparently bombing out on some very basic information here. Although I bombed out, too, and of course I've never claimed to be...
This whole article is awesome because it's turned from what me just talking about young Americans don't know to quizzing Ian.
I love it.
I knew it was going to turn into that.
I am not afraid to be wrong.
I had no idea. I'm amazed by
it. I was nervous I was going to be under the gun because I finned the age range.
I don't mind being wrong, Mark, and so let's keep this going.
Yeah, it's apparently a man with no shame.
I have been wrong before and will be wrong again.
You know, I was thinking about what Crichton said. I think that there's some, there's a healthy critique inside what he said. But, to me, it's bothersome that, you can round up... Let me stop and back up. During 2008, early 2008, we were at the Liberty Forum. I went to the jacuzzi to sit down in the pool, and there was a lady that was there who I think she I don't remember where she lived, but she for a living this older lady. We were talking about what she did for a living, and she was a counselor at some kind of home for the retarded kind of thing, and she talked about how she would go get them to vote. And she revealed that she was a Democrat. And, I don't care whether she's a Democrat or Republican because, this probably goes on both ways. I suspect, Democrats have the longer history, I think, of voter fraud. But whatever. I don't know that that's necessary. That wouldn't even be considered fraud. But, so, I mean, this is...
How do they calculate that?
What?
Yeah, I don't know voter where you fraud. Get that information from.
Well, there's a video out here in New Hampshire where they had some dead people voting. So,
Right.
I mean, to say that it doesn't exist is would be rather Pollyanna-ish.
Right, but to say that one side is more likely to do it than the other, I think is... there's no truth to that.
Well, I think that Democrats
they
generally
all bus in the elderly to go and vote.
Democrats generally want fewer restrictions on voting, and I've never understood why you don't. That to me, you should have some kind of picture ID with your address on it if you vote. That makes sense to me. However, the point I'm trying to make is people that shouldn't be voting vote. And if, say, I know they don't have a statistic here, but they have several statistics, and I want you to ask yourself, every time I ask one of these questions, should this person be voting in a national, any election? If they don't know where the state of New York is, should they be able to vote? If they can't put a rack on a map, should they be able to vote? And I'm stunned, but I kind of wonder.
Well, yeah, I think so, because geography is irrelevant to morality.
Geography is relevant when you're voting for people that are going to go there and kill those people.
No,
if you want
I'm opposed
people
to, killing.
To go kill people in a foreign country, you should at least be able to put a pin on it in a map.
But I don't want that.
Right.
Yeah, but that would mean that you're saying that so you should have to pass some kind of test to make sure you're able to understand America's situation and be able to vote.
That's
but
a scary
what
idea.
If someone, yeah, what if someone doesn't can't point out like Ian?
Who writes?
Oh,
the
he
test?
Can't point out Iraq on a map, so he can't vote for peace.
Yeah, who decides what's important as to whether or not someone can vote?
Let me answer. 43% of all U.S. high school students knew that the Civil War. This is 43% knew that the Civil War was fought sometime between the. Years of 1850 and 1900. It's a 50-year period of America's 230-year history.
Okay, I would have known that.
Okay, great. Allie?
Yeah, I don't know. I would have to see the other question, the other multiple choice answers, because I could be easily tricked.
Okay. More than a quarter of all U.S. high school students, slightly more than a quarter, thought that Christopher Columbus made his famous voyage across the Atlantic Ocean after the year 1750. What year did Christopher Columbus cross
1742.
Oh, my God. You?
Wait. Christopher
Allie?
Columbus sailed the ocean blue in...
1742, right?
I know it ends in 42, but now right. I'm starting to freak out.
1492.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Right. So approximately a third of all U.S. high school students did not know. And I'm not saying the Christopher Columbus one is probably the least relevant of here. But
I know he didn't land in the United States.
He did. He had four voyages.
I thought he landed in the islands somewhere.
He did. Initially.
Okay.
So you're thinking of the initial voyage, but he made several.
Gotcha.
Approximately a third of all U.S. high school students did not know that the Bill of Rights guarantees the freedom of speech and freedom of religion. Mm-hmm. So they didn't know that that was contained in the Bill of Rights. Didn't know. Only 60,
I know that one.
60%. Okay. 60%. Now, this is a big number for these statistics here. Knew that World War One was fought between what time period? What was the time period of World War
One? 1913 and 1917.
I'm going to defer to Ian.
Yeah, I think that's pretty close.
Okay.
I mean, I couldn't tell you precisely the years of it, but I think that that's about right. Yeah, the time period of 1900 to 1950. Only 40% of American students didn't get that right.
Hmm.
Even more shocking were the results of an Oklahoma high school students conducted back in 2009. Following is a list of questions that were asked by and the percentage of students that answered correctly. Now, I don't know. I would guess that Oklahoma students tend to skew a little more Native American. So maybe some of this history isn't as important to them. I don't know. But, whatever. That's just a bias on my part. What is the supreme law of the land? 28% got that right.
what is the supreme law of the land?
Yes.
Supposedly the U.S. Constitution.
Yeah, and these are multiple choice.
Well, it's really the Supreme Court and their decisions.
Right, that much is true. What do we call the first 10 amendments of the U.S. Constitution?
Bill of Rights.
And
how many didn't know that? You got to give me how many people.
27% got it right.
Got it right. Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
10%. Allie?
I'm just, I don't know. This is just funny because I feel like we're trying to prove that. It's like that show, Are You Smarter Than Fifth Grader? That's how I feel like
right now. I
don't know
if there's a show called that.
There is.
Yeah,
there
is. I lose on culture and entertainment always. I'm not going to get that. So, who wrote the Declaration of Independence? Now, this one's hard.
There's a lot of guys, right?
There were three of them, handful of them.
Okay, well, a lot of guys signed it, though.
Declaration of Independence was signed, you know, real big by John Hancock.
Right.
And Jason Osborne's name right underneath it.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, it was Thomas Jefferson essentially wrote it, and it was, edited by a committee that included, I think. I feel like Ben Franklin was on that committee, but maybe I'm wrong on that one. Anyway.
Was it Madison that wrote the Constitution? What did Madison write?
Madison wrote the Constitution. Okay. Declaration of Independence was Jefferson.
Gotcha.
So, and Madison just largely, I mean, John Jay and Hamilton had certainly some roles too. How many justices are there in the Supreme Court?
I have no clue.
Yeah, 9. 10% of high school students in Oklahoma got that right. What ocean is on the east coast of the United States?
Atlantic.
Right. Well, I don't expect you to answer it. The 61%, meaning 39% of students in Oklahoma did not know that it was the Atlantic Ocean that borders the eastern portion of the United States.
Well, they live a long way away from it.
I live a long way from
what
the Pacific,
color
too.
Is the Atlantic Ocean?
It was kind of murky green.
It was brown when I saw it.
Yeah, that too.
It was so gross.
Well,
I grew up on the west coast of Florida.
Sure, we're from Sarasota,
like,
Florida.
The Gulf of Mexico. It's so pretty. And then yeah. I went to...
Well, the Gulf of Mexico isn't even that pretty. We lived next to the most beautiful beach in America.
Right.
So... You know, I mean, it's pool water washing up there on white sand beaches.
Yeah, and then I went over to the east coast.
Yeah, the rest of them, I mean, going to the beach any place else, you're like, yuck, what is that, a hypodermic needle?
Yeah,
I mean,
and there's sharks and all kinds of bad things.
That is
out
a man of war. I'm not getting in that water.
Toll free number 855-453. More fun statistics coming
a lot
up here.
Of them.
We'll take your calls as well about what you want. 855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin, yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell Bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home.
Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Toll free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And we give you the features on the site, so enjoy those, including our webcam. You can go watch, listen, and interact. The chat room there is built into the same page, so you can talk with other Free Talk Live listeners while enjoying the program over at cam.freetalklive.com. It's free. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
If you've ever been the victim of an injustice and decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive, jurisdictionary.com is a course for you. It's a course for people who don't have attorneys or people who have attorneys and need to keep an eye on what they're doing. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules, how to make motions for discovery, get evidence, move the court, all those things that you need to do in order to have a chance. And until you know those rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs, for defendants in civil or criminal matters, in state or federal courts. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney. And the 4-CD course is so easy, the average 8th grader could learn it in a weekend. It's jurisdictionary.com. They have all kinds of free tools over there at jurisdictionary.com. You should definitely, at the very least, go and take a look at the site, because they've got all kinds of forms and things that you can download. Jurisdictionary.com. When you check out, be sure to use the pull-down menu. Mention Free Talk Live at jurisdictionary.com.
We continue. We'll get back to some of these statistics about what kids in school don't know, and I guess some college students as well.
Some talk show hosts.
Don't know. Yep, absolutely. And we'll get back to that. But first, let's go to Edney, listening in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live, Edney.
Hey, hello, guys. This question, I guess, is for Mark.
Sure.
I remember you talk about earlier, not earlier, but maybe a while back, how you got off from prison for, I guess, involuntary manslaughter.
Nope, second-degree murder.
Second-degree, okay.
Yep. Doesn't sound good, does it?
No, it doesn't sound good. But, I mean, I really admire, you know, where you're coming from and your success that you had in your life since that time. And I would like to understand, how did you get to where you are right now? And I guess the main reason I'm curious about this is because I have a little brother who is a sex offender.
Mm-hmm.
And back in 2005, when he was 18 or 19, he slept with someone that was younger than him.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's in prison.
So common.
Or, yeah. Yeah, his second time being in jail. I guess the second time now he's in prison. And the reason why he's in prison now is because he violated his parole for living in the same household with his 2-year-old daughter.
With his what? I'm sorry, say again. You said living in this household with his what?
2-year-old daughter.
Oh, because he's a sex offender. He can't even be around his own daughter?
What?
No.
So, that's crazy. He had sex with a teenage girl, got convicted, violated probation. Right, and then violated probation because he's around his daughter, who's 2 years old. Wow, that's crazy.
That is insane.
It all happened in Miami-Dade, which is by far the worst county to be convicted as a sex offender. I mean, you can't even get a rental there. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it's they had a special on Our America about sex offenders in the Miami-Dade area, and there's some other places around the United States. Absolutely, they just make it very difficult for somebody who has this crime to reintegrate. And I guess that's the question you want to ask yourself. I mean, is the title sex offender scary? Absolutely, it's scary. But at the same time, what do you want somebody who's getting out of prison to be put in a circumstance where they're desperate, where they have to live in a tent in the woods? And they do. Some of them have to live in tents in the woods where they're not able to get certain jobs because next door is a church that has kids that go once a week to it or something like that. I mean, it can be impossible the way that these folks are supposed to live. And the harder you make it for somebody to reintegrate, the less likely they are to reintegrate, and therefore they're more likely to do whatever crime it was that got them in the back.
It's true. I got nothing else to lose. Might as well
diddle a kid. And that's that's what it essentially leaves people with. I mean, either exterminate these people, if that's what you're going to do, or give them an opportunity to reintegrate in society.
I'll take the latter.
Right, I'm with you, but I'm just saying that if you make it impossible, you make crime inevitable.
No doubt.
So let me, telling you about, what happened with me. For one, I would say I was not a common case in prison. I remember going to the juvenile detention center, and we all had to go to school. And, they were teaching us rudimentary math in the classroom, and I went whipped through my piece of paper, written in large print with single digits and stuff like that. Did the math real quick and sat down. And
so you're saying you're smarter than the average bear?
And this is a really small pond to be a big fish in, right? And some other student says, "Oh, you did that fast. You're pretty smart." And I said, "I took trigonometry and analytic geometry in high school." And the other kid goes, "Oh, wow." And the teacher said, "No, he didn't." And, so the teacher had no expectation.
She thought you were a lying convict, huh?
That was his assumption. Yeah. I did some tutoring while I was in prison. And specifically, I had a good friend of mine, Leon Darien, who was not together, all there together. I taught him how to read. They gave me some tutoring materials, and we spent a lot of time. And that's really what it took, is just a lot of time. And he wanted more than anything to be able to learn to read a newspaper. He loved newspapers. Mm. And so,
that is so heartwarming.
It is.
So he learned how to read the Florida Today, which was a spinoff of the USA Today. And mind you, this is not the New York Times as far as writing or anything like
USA
that.
USA Today is written at a seventh grade.
I thought it was fifth.
Last I heard, seventh, maybe.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. I mean, he was happy in being able to read the newspaper, and
that's a big accomplishment.
It's a big step. I think I had
more. Gives you something to do in there, too.
Like, if you want to talk about rehabilitation, there was something to rehabilitate me for. Many of these guys would need to be habilitated before you could rehabilitate them. And so, that makes that a little more difficult. For me, I'm going to tell the truth. When I got out of prison, I lied. I made up a resume about where I had worked. I, did not tell any employer that I had been in prison. I had no intention of doing that until I had...
You just figured they wouldn't check your references?
And they didn't.
Did you make them up like Joe's Corner Store at 123
Main
Street?
Places that closed. Yeah. Businesses open and close all the time.
Right.
So, I mean, if a business closes, how am I supposed to give you the telephone number?
Right.
And it's a reasonable thing to say. So, you make up a good work history. You've been there for a period of time. And I use this as a resume. And that's how. And
nice.
I just built it from there. Once you had the first job. Go ahead, Eddie.
Did you run a background check on you?
I'm sorry, what's that?
Did you run a background check on you?
No. I think that one job ran a background check, one place ran a background check on me and didn't hire me as a result, but I'm only speculating. I have no idea.
It probably costs money to run those background checks.
Right, and that's the thing, is when you have a guy who's sitting in front of you, people, you know, that doesn't fit the mold for having been in prison, why would you spend the money to do the background check for him?
And yeah, I mean, you dressed up, you looked nice for the interviews, right? I mean, handled them right.
Groomed, and, you know, I don't have F.U. tattooed on my forehead. I actually knew a guy who had that tattooed on his forehead.
In prison?
Yes, in prison. You know, this was when you had your hair sort of, you know, come across your forehead,
yeah,
and he had it right there where he could lift up his hair and do that. I mean, kid, you're going to lose your hair sometime, but, you know, that's what he decided was a good idea, to tattoo on his face.
Right. The interview process is really all about how likable you are, from what I understand. It's not really about the other stuff, that reading books about how to get a good job. It's really just about seeming likable to the interviewer.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of that to it, and it's just something I'm reasonably good at. So, you know, I put one job in front of another, and at that point I had a work
first
history.
Job that you got hired as?
Are you talking about in? I went to work release, and I worked at a restaurant in Bartow, Florida, washing dishes. I found that I am physically incapable of washing dishes at the speed a normal person does.
Mm, you got fired as a dishwasher.
No, but they yelled at me a lot. Mm. They couldn't. The crackheads wouldn't come in consistently, so therefore
the prison labor would.
They could have me do it, but you know, they were just. They couldn't believe how incredibly slow I was. I had to stay late and things.
Wow.
Which, you know, made the prison officials very upset. But then I worked, you know, I worked for my mom and my uncle doing some repairs on some duplexes. That helped, right?
Mm-hmm.
Putting a job on. Then I worked at a steakhouse. I'm not going to name the major name that's from down under. and
get your blooming on.
Right. And then I worked at a health club doing exercise stuff. I mean, I figured, well, I can lift weights. I can put things
radio.
Up and put them down. And
boom, and here you are.
Yeah, and then I took a trip around the United States. And by the way, there was some college in there, too, that I felt was useless.
Edney, did that answer your question?
I guess that does, but with the sex offenders, though, I mean, they're like permanently on lockdown. They have rates around them that track them. I mean, you try to get many jobs and...
It's worse than the Scarlet Letter, the sex offender thing.
Yeah.
It's
all you can
news.
Do is put one job in front of another. You know, go and work hard every day. I mean, it's tough. I've got several friends that decided that they'd take the easy way out, and it didn't work for them.
Thanks, Edney, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. More coming up here at 855-453. We'll continue talking about education or the lack thereof. It's Free Talk Live. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis-hidden interplanetary space. Thetis Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.